In its day, it may have been the largest single-family steel structure home in the nation. 22 rooms filled with art and antiques, some from European castles. Now, it may be haunted. It's the Berclair Mansion, which presides over the small community of Berclair between Beeville and Goliad. Etta Wilkinson Terrell built it in 1936 on the site of her former home, which had burned. She demanded that the new residence be fireproof. Westfall and Wade Architects of Corpus Christi complied. It took 60 tons of steel and cement to build the two-story, 10,000-square-foot mansion. Climb the stairs to the attic, and all that steel is immediately evident. When it was finished, Etta invited her four sisters to live with her. No decorator for Etta, she furnished the home herself with priceless pieces imported from Europe, some dating to the 1600s. Etta died in 1957. Her last surviving sister lived in the house until 1968. With her death, the house was unoccupied for 3 decades. Her daughter inherited the mansion and stipulated in her will that the home be torn down. Trouble was, raising it would cost nearly $100,000. The heirs went to court to negate that part of the will. In 2000, they gave the home and its contents to the Beeville Art Association, which sold a painting from Etta's collection to pay for the mansion's refurbishment. Today, it's open for tours and weddings. While it was boarded up, its contents remained undisturbed. Vicki Schorlemer, president of the Beeville Art Association, may know why. When convict labor was helping restore the exterior,
one of the prisoners said something to one of the ladies about the people that live in the house, and the lady said, well, there's no one that lives in the house. And they said, oh, yes, ma'am, there was someone up in the window looking out at us the other day.